Okay, anyway, back to the sukkah. We discussed the walls of the sukkah. Now, when it comes to the, we're discussing the Deifin Akuma, we're discussing the Gut Achis, the Lava that has to be within 9 inches of the ground, the Schach horizontally has to be within 9 inches of the wall. The wall, as long as it's a kosher wall, continues going up. I mean, all those things exist. Now, when you put on the Schach, when you put on Schach, I would say you come in with a bang, but you come in with a cut. Okay. When you put on the schach is not allowed to rest on something which is what's called mekabel tumah, something which is susceptible to become tumah. That excludes the walls. Because the walls, if you put, let's say you have a metal sukkah. Okay, let's say it's all metal. And you put the schach directly on the walls, so even though the walls are metal, it doesn't matter. But if the schach is not resting on the wall, the schach is resting on support beams, let's say that you have, so those support beams cannot be something which is mekabel tumah.
Even if the walls are not, mekabel tumah?
As long as the walls, because it says in Shulchan, the karka is always mekabel tumah. Anyway, whatever it is, but... If the walls are made out of metal, it could touch mamish the wall itself. But if it's not the wall, if it's not the wall, it's support beams, so then they cannot be something which is makabel tumah. Which means, in a practical sense, let's say you want to hold up the schach. So you usually use a 2x4, let's say, to hold up the schach. What happens if somebody has to put metal poles to hold up the schach? So the din is, that's no good. Because the schach is resting a metal, which is something which is makabel tumah. Now, the thing that's holding up the schach is allowed to be nailed into the wall. Now, for instance, what happens if you have, let's say, a regular sukkah, and you have 2x4s across, which is to hold up the schach, and you want to nail down the 2x4s that they shouldn't move. So you want to nail down the 2x4s to the sukkah, and then put the schach on top of that, that's 100% no problem. But if you have metal frames, the schach cannot go on top of the metal frames. What you could do is like this. You take a 2x4, let's say you have those canvas sukkahs, so you have, let's say, metal poles down the middle. So you take a board, let's say 2x4, 1x2, and you tie it on top of the metal pole. Then the schach is not touching the metal. The schach is touching the wood, which is not a problem of being mekabel tumah. What? Or bamboo. You take a piece of bamboo, tie it to the metal. But you can't have schach resting directly on top of a metal pole. Okay, or anything metal. Another... It's not. The wall is mamish the wall, the side wall. This is not part of the wall. This is something holding up the schach. What?
But the metal frames that run for holding the walls.
If it's on that metal part, then it's okay. But even then, because the way it's designed, it would be better to tie a bamboo or a piece of wood on top of it, okay? But the rest of it, that is not the wall, like the middle section, that for sure, it should not be resting directly on top of the metal. Now,
that's the question. If the metal is holding it up and you have something in between, the top to the bottom, then that's not the wall. Then the top is metal and that's becoming too much.
Right. The question is, let's say you have a canvas wall that's 6 feet high, and the frame is 8 feet high. Okay? So we learned that Be'etzem, even though the wall doesn't go up to the ceiling, up to the roof, it's 2 feet short, but the fact that you have a kosher wall, you say good asik that the wall keeps going up, right? So technically, if the canvas, as you're making it properly, that's holding them well, and it's going up, so then that frame is really also part of the wall, because the wall went up to the frame. But all the other parts of it is a problem. Even the metal frame is best if you have something over it to put the schach on top of it. But as long as the walls of the sukkah is not a problem. But you have another problem. I'll give you an example. You have a gazebo that you have the lattice work, right? Many people have it in the backyards. You have lattice work. So they have 1x2s crisscrossing each other, okay, in an area of a gazebo or just whatever in the backyard. Now, What's the problem with that? The problem with that is that that room, because the schach is nailed down, those slats are nailed down to each other, that's not kosher schach, because schach cannot be nailed down. What's holding up the schach could be nailed down. But the schach itself is not allowed to be nailed down. So if you have a lattice work, right? The many,
as walls, they're good.
But I'm saying if you're using it to put the schach on top, you have a problem. What's the problem? Because that lattice work is nailed down, number one, the boards are nailed down to each other, and then the whole thing is nailed down to the walls, right? The problem is that sometimes that itself gives more shade than sun. What's the minimal amount of schach? That you have more shade than sun. Okay? So if you have that, it's going to give you more shade than sun, just with that. So you have posel l'schach already covering the sukkah in an abundance of area. So you have a problem. So what you need to do is to make it in a way that will be more sun than shade. How do you do that? So let's say you have 1x2s, and let's say you have, so they're 1-inch poles, which technically would be kosher schach, because it's boards, it's wood, and they're very thin. So let's say you have 1-inch wide slats, and then you have 2-inch space, 1-inch, 2-inch space, and so on. So if you take out the nails from every other board, okay, so then you don't have that much non-kosher schach. Because the lattice work itself, the thin boards, technically is good schach, as long as they're not nailed down. So if you take out the nails, all the nails from every other board, so then you have 2 inches of space, plus another inch of kosher schach, so then your sukkah would be kosher. But just to leave it as it is would be a big problem to make it a kosher sukkah.
But when it's nailed down, even become stone?
No. To take out the nails aside. So that would be allowed, but you have otherwise it could be a big problem. It says also you shouldn't make schach from something that has a foul odor. So you take stuff that smells terrible, so because you don't want to sit in the sukkah with the foul smell. You're going to want to run out of the sukkah. So you need to make sure that it's... even the mats, by the way, the sukkah, the schach mats that they use, you need to make sure that they have a hechsher to them. Because otherwise there's a shiloh, what holds them together, is it string, is it nylon, is it
wire.
Cotton, is it wire? You can have a few options. You can have metal wiring holding it up. You can, I'm not saying it's not good, many people say it's good. You can have woven string that holds it together, which could be a very big shiloh. Or you can have, like, nylon string holding it together, then it's 100% good. But you also have to make sure like this, because schach needs to be something that's not susceptible to tuba. Now, if you have a mat, see, today we don't make them like that anymore. But years ago, they used to, these, like, the sukkah mats for the schach, they used to be made to lay on. People used to hang it, and people would lay on it on the outside. Those mats cannot be used for schach. Why? Because they're made to lay on, so it's a keli. If it's a keli, it's susceptible for tumah, and then automatically it's not kosher for schach. So it says in Shonach, for instance, machzalois, which are mats, which are made the shchiva, to rest, to lay on, they're not kosher for schach. Because it's a keli. What happens if you have a mat that's made as a blind, let's say to leave out the sun, that's not a keli. Because nobody's laying on it. It's not made in the keli. It's just hanging. So those are good for schach. So b'chol, the best thing is to get ones with kosher, with a hechsher to it of some sort, because then you know, number one, they were made properly. And what's holding them together is also kosher. Because the whole mice, if you have interwoven cotton strings, okay, and it's woven into the material. There's a long shiva that I mentioned that he asses it completely. Other people want to be makel, but he asses it. He writes it becomes a keli and it's makabel tumah because it's woven and whatever.
So
same for the same reason.
Right. The best thing is to be.
If you leave the wet nylon, it would be the same
thing. No, because nylon is not a Messias, which is Makabal Tumah. It's synthetic. So nylon, even if it's woven in and out, is not a problem because it's not Makabal Tumah. It's not. But the wool, cotton, is what? You see Shemayim after 120 years. But we all go, we're going to see it there. Until then, you don't have to see the Shemayim. No. It says the difference between a person and an animal. A person could see the sky, animal always looks down. So the person is created to see the Shemayim. First of all, you don't have to see the Shemayim. In fact, in Chabad, we're machmed to put in a lot of schach. It has to be, the maximum schach is that if rain would come down, it wouldn't go into the sukkah. As long as rain is able to come into the sukkah, this schach is kosher.